today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Why don't you kids bring in a record you want to play, that you want to share with the class, and we'll play it. And I actually brought in, because I had the Woodstock soundtrack, I brought in his version of Star Spangled Banner.
Hey everyone, we just made a rest stop at a very nice facility there in, what was that?
Really nice.
Yeah, what was that town?
Freedom.
Wycombing?
Yeah.
We looked at it on the map and now Nick and I aren't sure, but it was
in the middle of Ohio.
Yeah, and yeah, not too far from Cleveland, so that gives you a little bit of a notification. The rain is steady, but is it really bothering your driving, Mike?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm not a great driver.
The road spray really seems to be the big problem, but right now we're doing okay, so we'll report back if we need any help with the road spray.
It's more the conversation from certain passengers to on my right.
So when we said we were gonna make this journey,
Cuyahoga River.
Cuyahoga.
What's the proper pronunciation? I'm not from Ohio.
Good question. I don't know. Cuyahoga.
Please phone in.
Michael
Stipe said it right, I'm sure.
Yeah, he looked it up. I will tell the listeners, I can play the opening bass riff to that song. Yes, yeah, it's very fun to play.
Let's put our heads together to start a new country up. Father tried, erased the parts you didn't like. Let's try to fill it in. Bank the quarry, river swim. We need skin in you and me. We need skin that river red. This is where we walk. This is where we swam. Take a
But I asked some of the listeners and folks if they had any questions for Mike and Nick, and this one is one that came in, and I think it's a very interesting question because I don't think, to my knowledge, I've ever heard you guys, and you have covered a broad range of music, but I don't think I've ever heard you guys talk about this particular artist, and that artist in question is Jimi Hendrix. So how do you guys feel about Jimi Hendrix?
I was a huge Jimi Hendrix fan when, as a teenager when I was getting into 60s music. So I have an original copy of Are You Experienced from my aunt. I have an original copy of X is Bold as Love. But I guess this is not surprising knowing just my weird predilections, but like I was just Jimi Hendrix experience. I really like Mitch Mitchell. I loved Mitch Mitchell as a drummer. And so I don't really have a lot of knowledge of the sort of Band of Gypsies era and going past that. But I was a huge fan of Jimi Hendrix. I still am. I don't listen to it much currently, but yeah, those old copies are well worn and hold a lot of sentimental value for me. So yes.
So definitely a foundational artist for you.
For sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
How about you, Mike?
I had a friend of mine who used to play Axis Bold as Love all the time, and I thought it was great, and I enjoy it. I don't know why I don't listen to him more often. I don't know why. You know how some people you go like, it never connected to me deeply, so I never, yeah. I don't know why. I like him. Like when, I mean, it's a very tragic sort of life, you know? It's like, I remember going to Seattle a couple years ago, and there's a nice display in one of the Seattle museums that there was like a pop culture museum, and one of the Microsoft guys, Paul Allen, or I can't remember their names, but anyway, had a lot of his guitars there. Obviously, he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I just I like him, but I don't know why I didn't listen more. And every once in a while, like, I should put some on. And then, you know, I got the attention span of a gnat on amphetamines. But I just I don't know why I don't listen more. Like, I should. Yeah. Great question. I'll probably put on Axis Boulder's Love because I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Speaking of love, I have to give this anecdote that Arthur Lee, of course, my beloved Arthur Lee of Love, was convinced because he played with Jimi Hendrix before Jimi Hendrix was, I think he played in Little Richard's backing band, yep. And they knew each other on the scene, and he was convinced that Jimi Hendrix copied his clothing style.
Really?
That Arthur, to the day he died, he was like, that was all me. That was me. Which is kind of typical Arthur, but I do work. One other sort of Jimmy story is that in, I think it was in like 8th grade, and it was a Catholic school, and we had one of these sort of more progressive teachers who kind of was like interested in teenagers, and he was like, why don't you kids bring in a record you want to play, that you want to share with the class, and we'll play it. And I actually brought in, because I had the Woodstock soundtrack, I brought in his version of Star Spangled Banner. And the rest of the class was like, what is wrong? Well, they already knew there were things wrong with me. But then they were very convinced after that. So I hope it was an educational experience for them. But that's a good Jimmy memory anyway.
They now have concrete evidence that there's something wrong with you.
I will say, you know, we just, as we driving out, the Beach Boys was 3 or 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, and a lot of the people who we talked about and their love of Brian Wilson, a lot of those same people were also huge Jimi Hendrix fans.
Yeah.
Right? A lot. I mean, obviously, you know, the Beatles were loved him.
Maybe that's where the question came from. That's a cool connection.
Yeah. I mean,
Pete Townsend was.
Peppers,
right? I mean, Pete Townsend was a big fan too. I mean, even though he. At everybody eventually.
Well, but they did fight at Monterey, of course, as you know.
Right.
Over who's going to get the, you know, who's going to get the
final. But a lot of people, I mean, he was huge among his fellow artists, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right, probably, I mean, almost everyone talked about it, they saw him and they're like, couldn't believe what they were witnessing, so.
Yeah.
Excellent. You know what, now I probably will, we'll probably have Jimi Hendrix.
Series incoming.
Somebody who's a really fun thing would be somebody who's really, really knowledgeable and knows him and appreciates his catalog. That would be a great somebody who would go through that. That would be fantastic.
I was thinking the same thing. That would be very interesting. Just no Band of Gypsies. Just this experience. It's funny because when I was first learning to play the guitar, and some say I still haven't learned how to play the guitar, I'm only up to 7 chords. I had a friend who was teaching me, and he put on a Jimi Hendrix record. I think it was Crosstown Traffic.
I love that song.
And he was pointing out to me where the guitar overdubs were. Like, you can't really hear it if you don't know when someone's pointing out all these little tiny flourishes that he would just put in. And I think that always fascinated me about Hendrix, is what he did in the studio, the way he was always, you know, trying to come up with. I mean, he would have 10 or 12 guitar overdubs apparently on some of those tracks. So,
and yeah, he could somehow play them all live.
Yeah.
Or at least it seemed that way.
Which is unbelievable.
So, definitely a good question and a great topic for the future. Who's a Hendrix fanatic out there? Let us know.
Yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, we'll be back with more updates and more questions as we journey out to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Rain's picking up.
Suburbs Fest 2025.
Speed I drive. across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
Folks, we are getting ready to have a lunch break here on our trip, and the sun has emerged cautiously from the clouds. Nick, you lived in Ann Arbor for a number of years.
7 years in Ann Arbor. Best years of my life.
Hey folks, Patrick here. Just checking in after lunch. We went to Zingerman's, and what a fantastic place it was. Great recommendation from Nick Scalera. Tasty vittles. Great sandwiches. You can't beat it. Love it. Mike, you had some potato salad. How was it?
Potato salad, excellent. I noticed you had the bag of chips.
Bag of chips. Nick, what a great call. You went with a vegetarian sub.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Patrick here checking in with Mike and Nick on our way to Grand Rapids at Suburbs Festival. We're going by a toll road, but it looks like we're not going through that. We're going left of the Easy Pay. Suck it, Easy Pay. We're going around you. Nick, you were right on time with your weather prediction. We hit it.
It's cooling down. The cold front's coming through. I've been waiting for this cold front for a month.
And I'm right there with you.
To get to Michigan and just like chill out. The dew point. The dew point. Listen to this. The dew point in Michigan is predicted to be in the 40s. It's like negative humidity. It's like not even. It's so dry. You can just like, you know. It'll be amazing.
I can't wait.
Dew points in Washington, Virginia, there have been dew points in the 80s, which is like you walk out the door and I'm maybe not Houston bad. And I know Mike is staying quiet over here. But a dew point of 81 is
there's a first.
Miserable.
Yeah.
It is miserable.
It's like walking.
So,
you go outside.
Pee.
Mike, he said pee. You are driving, and I want to be the first to put on record. Thank you very much for driving. You are a stalwart behind the wheel. I feel very safe and comfortable back here.
Oh, you're a sadly deluded man.
What's the longest drive you've ever made, Mike?
From Houston to
D.C.? How far was that?
1,500 miles?
Wow. That's a long way.
Yeah,
that's a long haul.
20 hours, 20 plus hours.
Okay, so we're going roughly half of that, I guess, on this journey, but still sizable. We'll report back, folks.
more the conversation from certain passengers to my right